Okay. So have you ever had one of those moments like you're halfway up a ladder and suddenly you're like, "Whoa, wait, am I sure I actually know what I'm doing up here?" I had one of those recently, and it really got me thinking about, ladder safety, right? It's one of those things we just sort of take for granted, like until it's too late.
It's true. We don't really think about it often until there's a problem. But what's so interesting is that even something as seemingly simple as using a ladder, there's a surprising amount of like science and strategy behind it.
Right. And so I was looking into this, and I found this amazing guide. It's actually about, of all things, roof inspections. But it's packed with all this like ladder wisdom, And
Accuristic.
I'm thinking, who knew? Like roofers were secretly like ladder ninjas or something. But don't worry, you don't have to be like a professional roofer to appreciate these insights.
Absolutely. In fact, I think this guide is like a perfect example of how oftentimes very specialized knowledge can have these really practical applications for our everyday life.
Exactly. So we're not just talking to like, the hardcore roofers out there. We're talking to anyone who's ever even like thought about climbing a ladder. And one of the first things that jumped out at me was the different like types of ladders. I know like your basic step ladder and your extension ladder and stuff, but this guide mentions some like next level stuff. Like you're talking about articulated ladders. Articulate, what even is
It
that?
sounds very complicated, right? But basically, an articulated ladder, it has all these hinges that allow it to like bend and take on all these different shapes, you know? It's kind of like those transformers that we talked about earlier. They can like, switch it up to fit all these different situations as needed.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So you can use it as like a step ladder, but then also unfold it into like an extension ladder kind of thing.
Exactly. It's all about versatility. And then you've got these telescoping ladders, which are like they're like the superheroes of portability. They just collapse down to a fraction of their size, you know? Perfect for those tight storage spaces.
Those I've seen those, and I always think, man, those are super convenient. But then part of me is always like, are those things as sturdy as they look?
That's a great question. And actually, the guide kind of addresses that because it highlights like a potential weak point of these telescoping ladders, which is the pins that lock each section in place. And if those fail, well, let's just say you're going to be getting down a lot faster than you planned.
Yikes. Yeah, that's not the kind of rapid descent that I'm looking for. So maybe telescoping ladders, those are best for like lighter duty tasks, Nothing too high stakes.
That's a safe bet. It's all about assessing the risks, right? And then choosing the right tool for the job, which is like a theme we see throughout this entire deep dive.
Okay, so maybe we'll be a little extra cautious about those telescoping ladders. Duly noted. But let's talk about, those basic safety rules. The stuff we all think we know. Like the 4-to-1 rule, right? For every 4 feet high, the base is 1 foot out. I'll admit, I always kind of figured like, yeah, close enough, right?
I see you're a fellow member of the Eyeball It Club.
Maybe so.
But here's the thing. That 4-to-1 rule, it's not just like a suggestion, you know? It's really based on some pretty solid physics. The guide uses a really good analogy, actually. Imagine trying to balance like a pencil on your finger. You know, the wider the base, the more stable it is, right? So that 4-to-1 rule, what it's doing is it's making sure that your ladder has that same kind of stability. It's preventing those, those backward tip overs that we've all seen in like cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot more sense now when you put it that way. And speaking of cartoons, I feel like I've broken every other rule in those slapstick ladder scenes, you know what I mean? Like not using level ground, wet rungs, trying to carry some like giant painting up the ladder.
Oh, I've been there. But you're right though, the guide, it does stress those, kind of like seemingly obvious points, but for a reason. Because level ground, that prevents that kind of wobbly base. Dry rungs, those ensure a nice good grip. And facing the ladder, that keeps your center of gravity right where it needs to be. So these aren't just, like arbitrary rules. These are like your first line of defense against a date with gravity.
Yeah. And I hate to admit how many times I've tempted fate with a wobbly ladder or two. But speaking of, like, game changers when it comes to ladder safety,
Okay.
this guide introduced me to this concept. I'd honestly never heard this before.
Okay.
3-point control.
3-point control, yeah.
It sounds
It's
intense.
a bit of a revelation, isn't it?
Yeah.
So 3-point control, it basically means always having 3 points of contact with the ladder.
Okay.
So that's either 2 hands and 1 foot or 2 feet and one hand.
Okay. That makes sense. But how have I never heard this before? It seems so, like, obvious now.
You're not alone, actually. Most people haven't, which is, I think, why the guide really emphasizes it so heavily.
Interesting.
You see, we tend to think about climbing a ladder like we're walking up the stairs. We use those side rails for support, but that's kind of where things can get a little dicey.
What's wrong with holding on to the side rails?
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, the point.
It seems intuitive, right?
Yeah.
But what the guide explains is that our grip strength, it's much stronger horizontally than it is vertically.
Oh,
So
interesting.
when you're gripping those side rails, you're actually relying on a weaker grip. Plus, if you do happen to lose your balance, like our reflexes, they're not fast enough to catch ourselves on those vertical rails.
Really?
Yeah, the research that they cited in the guide, it shows that even if you try to grab that side rail during a fall, your hand is probably going to hit the next rung before your brain can even process what's happening and tell your muscles to grip.
Wow. So even if we, like, think we're quick enough to grab on, our brains are, like, too slow.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's both terrifying and fascinating at the same time.
It is.
So 3-point control, gripping those runs, that's our way of, like, outsmarting our own biology in a way.
Exactly. It's about understanding how our bodies work and using that knowledge to stay safe. A guide talks about it calls it a horizontal power grip. Think about like how you would grip like a pull-up bar at the gym. That same strong horizontal grip, that's what you want, That's what's going to give you the leverage and the security you need, especially if your foot slips or something like that.
Okay. I'm never looking at side rails the same way again.
Right.
It's like they're there to guide you, but not to be, like, your only lifeline.
That's a great way to put it. And you know what's interesting? The guide actually takes this idea beyond just climbing the ladder.
Really?
Yeah, it also talks about how to safely transition onto a roof, which makes sense, right? Because it's geared towards roof inspections.
Oh, right. Yeah. They mentioned something about the ladder, like extending past the roof line.
Exactly. They recommend at least 3 feet of extension beyond the edge of the roof. Imagine you're
Yeah.
stepping off the ladder. You want that extra stability to be able to grab onto, right?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. But what if you're, like, working in a tight spot where you can't get that 3-foot extension, like a really tall wall or something? Does the guide address that at all? You're totally reading my mind, because that's exactly what I was wondering about, those like trickier situations where, you can't have that extra length.
Right.
What does the guide say about those?
Well, it says that in those cases, they actually suggest having like a grab rail installed on the roof itself.
Oh, okay.
It's like having this extra handhold there
Right.
to help you just like safely transition from the ladder up to the roof.
That makes a lot of sense, especially because
Yeah.
you don't want to be, like, fumbling around up there if there's, like, an emergency.
Exactly. And they use this really like memorable example. What if you're up on a roof and you suddenly get swarmed by like bees?
Okay, first of all, that's
Yeah.
my worst nightmare.
Right.
And second of all,
Yeah.
I can totally see how having that grab rail would be, like, a lifesaver in that situation.
Right. You need that like
Yeah.
clear, safe way to get down and fast.
For sure.
And that actually brings up a really good point, I think, that applies to, any high place, not just roofs, right?
Right.
Think about your own home. Are there any areas where you might need to like make a quick escape,
Yeah.
but maybe you haven't planned for one, you
Right.
know?
Something we don't really think about.
Yeah, we often overlook
Yeah, totally. Okay,
it.
now I'm officially adding a bee-proof ladder escape route to my to-do list.
There you go.
But
You just
before I get too sidetracked,
Right.
this guide had a ton of other, like, great tips that apply to,
Yeah.
any ladder situation.
Right.
For example, did you know that there are different like ladder ratings based on how much weight they can hold?
It's easy to miss that, but those readings, they're there for a reason. Just like you wouldn't try and tow a trailer with a compact car, you shouldn't be using a lightweight ladder for some big heavy-duty tasks.
Use the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
And speaking of tools, the guide also mentions non-conductive ladders.
Right.
Those seem like an absolute must if you're working anywhere near electrical lines, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always better to err on the side of caution when it comes to electricity.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And I love this little nugget from InterNACHI member David Lane that they shared in
All
there.
right.
The 5-second ladder setup check.
Yes.
It's so simple, but so
Oh,
effective.
tell me about it. It's all about building those good habits.
Right. So it's like lean the ladder, toes at the base, arms straight out. If you can't reach the rung, it's too steep. And if it's like way beyond your fingertips, too shallow, 5 seconds, like just that little check could give you some real peace of mind. So
Absolutely.
that's a win in my
A
book.
huge win.
And that's a great example, I think, of how ladder safety doesn't have to be this like, complicated thing with all these rules. It's often about, like you said, those small, consistent actions that make a big difference.
I totally agree.
Right, knowledge is power, and in this case, it might just save you a trip to the emergency room.
That's right.
So there you have it, folks.
There is
Ladder safety, more than meets the eye,
more
right?
than meets the eye for sure.
We hope you found this deep dive enlightening. And
Yeah.
what other like, everyday dangers should we demystify?
Right.
Let us know. We love hearing from you.